The New York Jets have finally traded starting quarterback Sam Darnold, and they sent him to Carolina to be a Panther. This affects everybody involved. Let's talk about it.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You played the game.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Touchdown. You are now locked in to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
What up, Clock Dodger family? Man, it's been a minute. Listen, I don't know the last time I dropped an episode. It definitely has been, you know, a week or two. I'm not gonna lie about it. It's definitely been some time. But, you know, sometimes you have to take these, you know, these moments of mental health, you know, for our own sanity, for our families. I was actually doing a bunch of different things. I was rearranging the studio a little bit, got some new equipment in, a new desk, had to rearrange the spot, make it a little more, comfortable. Had to make some changes. And then, you know, like I said, take a little break, relax, refresh the mind, do those kind of things. So I hope while I was gone, everybody has been doing fine. I hope everyone is doing good. I hope you have been blessed. I hope you have been staying up to date with everything going on. But the big news that dropped today that I wanted to make sure I dropped an episode for was the fact that Sam Darnold, the New York Jets, traded their starting quarterback to the Carolina Panthers today. What did they get in return? A 6th-round pick in the 2021 draft, which is the upcoming draft that we have right now coming up in April. Then they also traded a 2nd-rounder and a 4th-rounder in 2022. Honestly, the return is not that great, right? It doesn't sound, you know, enjoyable if you're a Jet fan. If I'm a Carolina, you know, if I'm Carolina, I have no issue making this trade. As far as the, you know, the investment that you're putting forward, I have no issue with it at all. So from a Carolina perspective, as far as just what they gave up, if we're just talking about what they gave up, I have no issue with it. For the Jets, it's kind of boring, but you know, we obviously know they have the second pick of the entire draft. Everyone knew, you know, knows they're going quarterback. It's not a question about it. You know, which quarterback, that's going to, you know, that's debatable. People are going to argue it here and there everywhere. But we'll know on draft day when that number 2 pick comes up, you know, who their future quarterback is. That'll be exciting as far as, you know, for a Jet fan's perspective, you know, new coaching staff, building something new there. You just bring a new fresh quarterback in. Like, I get it. My thing with this is, and I don't know, you know, how common the perspective is here when it comes to Sam Darnold, but I'm not out on saying I'm Sam Darnold. I'm not one of those guys who are like, hey, look at his stats. Look at his win-loss record. None of it is good. I'm not that guy. See, I have this thing with, and you know, you guys know this, when it comes to players who played for Adam Gase, I give them plenty of room when they get out from under the Gase curse. I give them plenty of room to show who they really are, because I'm 100% in as a believer on the Adam Gase curse. You know how everyone was concerned about the Madden curse and all those kind of things, that, you know, this is a real thing, man. It's a real thing. He's just not a good coach and not a good head coach, in my, you know, my opinion, and his players under him suffer. And if you look at when those players move on, or when he moves on from a team and that team has a new head coach and a new coaching staff, those players tend to flourish. Not even like, oh, they just become a little bit good. Like, some of them become really good, really, really good. So I'm not one of the doubters for Sam Darnold. I'm not a person who doesn't believe in Sam Darnold and you know, what he's capable of. We've seen him flash at times. You're like, damn, like that was a pretty, you know, incredible play. That was a pretty respectable, you know, pass. And so I know he has it in there, right? Now, if you even put the Gase stuff aside, if you put that aside, the curse, we'll just call it the curse. I don't even like saying the guy's name. If you put the curse aside, just the weapons and the situation and the environment and everything else in Carolina is better for Sam Darnold than it was in New York. Like, it just is what it is. And that's no slight to Jets fans or, you know, to people who follow the team, but it's just, we're just being honest, right? Like, They have Christian McCaffrey, arguably the best running back in football, or at least, you know, the guy who the best running back who could do everything, right? So you got him. You got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, who Sam Darnold is familiar with, Robbie Anderson. You know, they both had good years last season. You got, you know, some okay tight ends. You know, they made some changes there, you know, added a player or two. But this team, you know, is a fun offense. They're a fun offense. And Bridgewater left a lot to be desired at the end of the season. And you just felt like, you know, they could do more with a different quarterback. And I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater hater either. Like, I pull for him, but I just think you can ask for much more than Teddy Bridgewater. He's super just, man, it's just, like I said, it leaves a lot to be desired. And I think Sam Darnold is going to bring that. I think he will beat Bridgewater if they have him still, which seems crazy to think they would with the salary cap that he has. It's nuts the hit he is on the salary cap. Especially when you compare it to Sam Darnold. Like, you know, he's cheap compared to Teddy Bridgewater. And if you're going to start him, if you can unload Teddy, then you just kind of have to. So, yeah. For the Jets, I get it. I'm not mad at them. Like, I'm not like, man, this is crazy. How can the Jets do this? Because I get they want a fresh start, man. And they had that super early pick. And what do you do with those picks? You draft quarterbacks typically. They could have drafted an old lineman and said, hey, we're going to keep Sam Darnold here or another weapon on the offense. I get it. They just want to move on and start fresh. It's New York. You got to keep things fresh. So that's what they did. So, you know, the Jets, hopefully they're better for it in their own minds, in their own performance on the field. Hopefully the quarterback that they draft doesn't have the same slow start that Darnold did. And like I said, the curse. So I expect whatever rookie quarterback they draft to, you know, have a better opportunity, a better chance, a better shot at, you know, at doing things well earlier on in his career. For the Panthers, from a fantasy perspective, in terms of the other players, like the offensive weapons on the team, you're not worried at all. This could be nothing more than an improvement. So if you have stock in those players on that team, you're good. You're good. You're looking at a stock up, honestly. You're not. There's no way you're looking at this as a negative impact for the Carolina Panthers. It's just not. There's just no way to do it. Even if you're not a Sam Darnold fan, even if you don't believe, you know, that Sam Darnold can be a really good quarterback, you still can't really be down on this. So don't let nobody sell you stock down on anybody on the Panthers. And they're like, oh, Sam Darnold, he sucks. He's about to be their new starting quarterback. Do you really want a weapon on that offense? Yes, you do. So don't fall for that. That's just going to waste your time. But this, you know, I'm happy for Sam Darnold. Let's just be honest. I'm happy, man. He got out from under the curse. And the Panthers wouldn't have traded for him, like, if they didn't think this was worth it, you know? If they didn't think he had the talent and the ability to run their offense at a high level. They wouldn't have traded it. Like, they just wouldn't have. It just makes no sense otherwise. And I know you'll say, hey, you know, they were also trying to get Deshaun Watson, but then he got onto all his troubles. Yeah, they were. Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't try to go after Deshaun Watson? And yeah, the situation he's in right now made things weird. The Texans keep saying they're not trying to trade him. That makes it, you know, tough. So you can't wait around all day, you know, for this quarterback to become available. So you go for, you know, what you look at is the next best option, the next best available, you know, quarterback that you can acquire. And Sam Darnold was it. That says something. That means something. Again, I don't think this was just a, hey, let's try and get Sam Darnold. Let's see what happens. We'll have him compete with Bridgewater. Let's see what happens. It's just not that. It's not that situation. I think, you know, they like Darnold more than that. They believe he has ability more than just as a you know, competition at camp. It's not that kind of situation. I'm excited to see him, you know, back with Robbie in a better offense with better coaching. I'm excited to see him out there, man. He has a real, you know, a real opportunity here. The weapons are massive. And to be honest, if you're not a Darnold believer, this season will give him no excuse. He has no excuse. Like, we can't come out of this season, we can't come out of the upcoming season if Darnold plays poorly and say, well, it's the weapons on the offense. That's not right. Or, you know, bad coaching. It's not we can't use that. There's no excuses then. So this is a perfect season to, you know, have everybody proved one way or the other that Darnold is either good or he's bad. I know they're going to exercise an option on him, his fifth year option. That'll probably give him, you know, make him feel a little more comfortable. I just think, you know, this was a no-brainer move for the Panthers. And you guys should be excited, man. You guys know that I'm like, you know, I'm big into sports cards and stuff. And everybody, you know, there were people who were getting Darnold cards on the low, you know, trying to buy cheap as he was, you know, a Jets quarterback who was not playing well just for this kind of moment, you know. And it just it always reminds me of the similarities in fantasy, right? Like Darnold, if you look back now, if you think about it, this was he was a perfect, you know, target for you to trade for. So if you acquired Sam Darnold in your fantasy leagues, in your dynasty leagues, in your super flex leagues, I'm more thinking about super flex. You know, that's where my mind is always at. So when I speak, if I don't give a reference or a context, I'm thinking super flex. That's where my mind is always at. But you know, if it's not super flex, then obviously it's different. But for sure, my mind is always in super flex, tight end bonus. You know, two quarterbacks. I'm always in that headspace. I can't help it. It's my favorite style of fantasy, and that's where I'm always thinking at, man. That's where my dynasty leagues are at. That's where everything is at. I can't shake that as my default. I can't do it. I can't shake it as my default, damn it. So if that's not what you're in, get in one. Get in a league like that. So when I talk without context, you're on the same wavelength. It's difficult sometimes. It can be confusing. I know. But I do like Sam Darnold. I'm happy with the move. I like it for fantasy purposes. You should like it for fantasy purposes. Carolina Panthers, stock up. Stock up across the board. Sam Darnold, stock up. Jets fans, it is what it is. I know there were some Jets fans who really like Sam Darnold. Like, I know you guys existed. So, and I know you think, like, oh man, if we would have kept Sam Darnold, we could use that pick on somebody else. And I hear you, man. But this is what, you know, football teams who haven't done well do. They do stuff like this. So, you know, you guys get your fresh start, get your new quarterback to stand behind. And for those who are concerned, I mean, we already knew the Jets were drafting a quarterback. Like, that was basically written in stone at this point, even with Sam Darnold there. We were just kind of waiting for this moment. So this shouldn't change anything for Dynasty again. If you are thinking ahead, the weapons that the Jets have, if you are, you know, concerned about that, like, you should have already known, like, those guys were going to have a rookie quarterback. So you should have already been planning for that. Other than that, you know, like I said, guys, it's important to take breaks. It's important to refresh, press the restart button. I took a little hiatus. It wasn't long. I hope you didn't miss me too much. But, you know, you got to take those. It's a chance for you to, like I said, press the restart button, kind of declutter, you know, everything that's going on in your life. You know, slap some fresh paint on things. Like I said, I built a new desk, got a whole new setup going. Nothing fancy. I'm not a fancy guy, you know, but I switched things up a little bit. So that's what I was doing. I hope you have the opportunity to do that too. There's nothing to be, you know, concerned with. To step away for a week or two, take a little vacation, a little mini vacation from whatever you do. It's not just for podcasters. This is not just for, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You deserve it, man. And it helps you come back with a fresh perspective, a fresh, you know, motivation, a fresh passion for whatever you're doing. So if you haven't taken your time to, you know, to do that, please do that. It's worth it. You deserve it. All right, guys. Other than that, you know my feeling on Sam Darnold. I'm excited about it. I'm happy about this, man. I'm happy about this. If you're not, I would love to know why. You know where to find me, at Clock Dodgers on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up. Let me know. Hey, you know, either I agree with you on Sam Darnold or I don't. I'm more interested in the people who don't agree, because I know if you agree, I know why, right? Like, we've already covered those reasons. But if you don't agree, I'm curious why. Like, why would you not be a fan of this move? Like, what is it that, you know, you're not digging about it? So if you have a feeling on that, like a strong opinion on that, don't come at me with just some devil's advocate, you know, just to debate me for debate's sakes. I want that real passionate shit. I want to know why you really don't like this move. At Clock Dodgers on Twitter and Instagram for that. If you haven't hit subscribe, and maybe this is your first time ever listening, maybe you just stumbled across this, you've seen a Sam Darnold title, and you're like, oh, I want to hear about it. Hit subscribe. We do this all the time. This is a lot of fun, and we love you being here. Leave a 5-star review if you haven't done that also. I appreciate you guys. As always, you know the deal. Be kind, be great, keep dodging.